This is the Hidden Why Podcast, episode 527, My Solo Rant. The art and science of asking questions is the source of all knowledge. That is a quote by Thomas Spurgeon. G'day guys, welcome to the Hidden Why Podcast. Liam Undersea here. How the heck are you? Welcome back guys. Another episode, My Solo Rant, a chance for me to share something that I've learned, something that I've experienced, something that I'm reflecting on at the moment. And today, I want to answer a bunch of frequently asked questions that have been presented to me over the course of the podcast, perhaps some of the more common ones that I just really wanted to reflect on and share with you and share my answers. Now, these aren't the exact questions, but I've just sort of combined a few of them into the main areas. So I've got five of them here that I really want to ask you today. And the reason why I want to answer these is first because they've been asked of me a few times now, so I thought it's probably timely that I answer them. But also, it's the start of the year too, and it's what, now a month into the start of the year. And what normally happens is that we set all these resolutions, these goals, these things that we want to accomplish. And at about this time of the year, things can start to wane a little, you know. We can start to let things slip and start to fall back into old routines, habits and behaviours. So I really want to help avoid that. And I think some of these questions, just by answering them, can help us all really just sustain the momentum that we've created so far and really be resilient towards those old patterns creeping back into our lives. So that's the goal for the show today, guys. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you can stay tuned. Guys, like all the episodes that you listen to, if you like what I'm putting out there, if you like what I'm talking about in this episode or any of the episodes you're listening to, you can help me out by just sharing them out, you know, putting it out there through the social media links within each of the episodes, whether you're listening to this on your iPhone or the computer. There are tabs there that you can just share it out. So that'd be great. Help me spread the message if you do benefit and get value from what I talk about yourself. So guys, this is my solo rant. They vary these days. I might be talking for 30 minutes today. We'll see how we go. But at the end of the day, my objective is to provide some level of education, inspiration, and assistance to helping you live your life with greater freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. That's what it's all about for me, and that's why this podcast exists. So the questions that I'm going to be reviewing today, this will give you an idea of whether you want to stay tuned or not, are along the lines of number one, how do you remain positive in difficult situations and adversity? So that is a good one. The next one is, you seem so motivated. How do you sustain it? How do you sustain your level of motivation? So that's a question that I'll tackle today as well. The next one, which comes really from the questions that I ask, is what's your favorite book? So I ask all guests that I interview on the show, if you're familiar with my interviews, that's a question that I ask all guests, what's your favorite book? And the other one is actually, what's your favorite food, which I'll also answer. And then another question that is often asked of me is either, you know, what's the best advice that you've received or learnt since doing the podcast, or to put it another way, which is a question that I ask, what is the advice you'd give your 20-year-old self? So I'll try and navigate my way through answering these questions for you today. Hopefully you enjoy. So let's go with the first one. How do you remain positive? So a lot of people think or feel that I'm quite positive, I'm quite passionate and energetic, and I am. I really am. I believe I am, and I can agree with that. But I also think there's a level of negativity that people might associate with me and what I talk about as well. And perhaps what I would refer to there is, you know, I do talk about suffering a lot. Now, talking about suffering might seem quite negative, and perhaps it is. And I'm not going to defend that, but, you know, I'm not all positive. I do think negative thoughts and I do have negative behaviors and things that perhaps I shouldn't be doing in my life. But I try to remain positive because I think positive at the end of the day will win. So how do I remain positive? Well, I guess there's a bunch of different things that I do. But the first one that I started doing really when I started, you know, investing in myself, education, learning and development, was just to be mindful of what I was exposing myself to, what I was consuming. And a bit of advice that I first got from my mentor, David T.S. Wood, who was the host of the podcast Kick-Ass Life. He was my very first guest on the Hidden Why podcast as well. A great friend of mine, a mentor, someone that I look up to a lot. He inspired me and helped me with a lot of my positive change in life. So I got him to thank, but really his advice was, you know, switch off the TV. And that was the first time I heard it. And then I heard of it everywhere. I've actually recorded a couple of episodes of myself about, you know, turning off the TV. And I've written a couple of articles about it as well. So if you just jump onto thehiddenwire.com and search, you know, turn off the TV. You'll probably find a bunch of my works and thoughts on that. But really just being mindful of what you're watching, you know, turning off the news. I turned off the TV and I still watch TV. I still, not TV, but I still watch TV shows like Game of Thrones, Walking Dead, you know, really good TV drama. I love really, you know, fantasy, things like that. Movies, I love watching a good movie. I love the creative process and how these people can take you into their world and make you feel like it's so realistic. So I certainly do value, you know, good TV or good media. But certainly the TV and media that's negative is not necessary for my life. And I remove that and I'm immediately notice the changes in my positivity. So it was just switching off the news. You know, I used to watch news every day and it's just negative. And a lot of the reality TV shows that we watch these days, just so much gossip, drama and negativity. It's going to affect your life if you're watching it. So if you want to be more positive, I think that's a first good step. And then being mindful of everything else you consume as well, down to the magazines you read, the books you read, the people you so associate with, because you're, believe it or not, consuming their vibes, their energy, what they're talking about, their thoughts, you know, by being around them. So if you're around people with this negative vibe and energy, then perhaps it's time to remove yourself from them, or at least lessen your exposure to those particular people. And that's hard when you've got friends that might be like that. But it's really important and it'll benefit you greatly by doing it. So that's just a couple of things on how I remain positive. So just by being mindful of what we expose ourselves to and removing ourselves from all that negative rubbish, it'll make a big difference. And the more you become aware of it, the better you'll be at going, hang on, this is not something that I want to be around. It will influence me. I notice it still now, that if I'm around it, how easily it is to fall back into old patterns and change, you know, my positive nature. So yeah, I immediately try to make adjustments to that if I pick up on it. The other thing I think I do to remain positive is just really, you know, mental and physical health. And I'm not perfect there by any stretch of the imaginations, but I think it's really important. One thing is the morning routine for me, you know, mindfulness practice. I sit in meditation for 15 minutes. Again, I'm out of routine now. I've just moved to Australia, so my routine's been out of whack for about a month. But when it is in tune, that's one of my morning routines, is that mindfulness approach, 15, 20 minutes. It makes a big difference and really allows you to respond and react better to what life throws at you day to day in a more positive manner. So that's really important. Exercise in the morning, doing something that I enjoy, you know, writing. And that's a really good practice, you know, thinking about what you enjoy and doing that straight away really just reinforces that positive energy that's within you. And for me, that's writing. When I write in the morning, I feel good. I love it. It's positive. And that sort of rolls into my day from there on. And that's the idea of the morning routine, is to set yourself up to win each day. And if you do it, you go into the day more positive and your outcomes will be much more advanced. So there's a few things to answer that question. The second question, which is kind of related to the first one, is how do you stay motivated? How do you sustain your motivation? So again, by looking at that first question about how do you stay positive, I think a lot of those things really help me stay motivated as well. You know, looking at my morning routine, that gives me my motivation for the day. But really for me, I think, you know, if you want to be motivated, you have to look deeper at your intrinsic needs and desires and really start to connect more with your internal self and use that as your guide in life. I think we are all guided externally and guided by external expectations, the environment that we exist in, and that really determines our level of motivation. I think, you know, our upbringing and conditioning will certainly affect, you know, our natural, our seemingly innate tendency or motivation. But really we can develop it, and we can develop it by just having more healthier practices in the life. And the things that I've already discussed, your health, you know, growth activities, what are you doing each day to learn, your relationships, how are you improving those, how are you managing those, how are you, you know, interacting with all the relationships in your life in a positive manner. And that might just help you keep motivated. But I think the best thing for me is just really developing that why, that sense of purpose in your life. And when you do that and continue to do that, it'll just become easier and easier to stay motivated, because you're more connected with something that's important to you. And that's really where that motivation comes from. Yeah, there's a lot of extrinsic rewards out there. And I think the book by Dan Ariely is a beautiful one. He talks in his book Payoff about motivation and what drives our decisions. And he talks about these extrinsic and intrinsic motivators as well. And I think that's really important to understand that there's a lot of extrinsic motivators out there that will motivate us. But the problem with extrinsic motivators is they're out of our control, most likely. We can achieve them with what's in our control, but them being there is highly out of our control, and they can disappear. Sorry, guys, my computer just tried to shut me down. So we just cut out there. But yeah, talking about the extrinsic motivators, they are out of our control and they can disappear quite instantaneously. Whereas these intrinsic motivators certainly will stick around. So once you can develop what's important to you and what's what drives you and really connect with that, then it becomes easier and easier to sustain that level of motivation. For me, it's not always easy, but routine certainly helps me stay motivated and stay at that level that I desire to be at. When I throw out that routine, my motivation does wane a little bit. But I'm better and better at controlling that now than I used to be as well. And that's just through practice and trying to keep those important aspects and parts of my routine alive. So that's, you know, exercise and mindfulness and journaling and writing. If I can keep those alive, that certainly helps in times when my routine is thrown out of whack. So I think, you know, those things are really going to help drive your intrinsic motivation, and really, you know, constantly connecting within is really going to help you. For me now, and this is to not gloat, but, you know, several years ago, 5 to 7 years ago, it was hard to get out of bed most mornings. You know, I didn't have this motivation to jump out of bed and really experience life as I desired to live it. Whereas now, when it's morning, I wake up before my alarm clock normally when the sun rises, you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock. And yeah, I will take my time to get out of bed if I want to, but usually I get out because I'm ready. I want to go. I want to start things that I enjoy. And that's just, you know, by finding something that I really, really love. And what I really love is doing this, you know, learning about self-improvement, personal development, sharing it, inspiring others, growing myself. That really is important to me. Writing, it's just a passion of mine. So, you know, getting out of bed, that motivates me because I know if I get out of bed at 5, I'll have that time, that silence to be able to do that stuff. So that's what keeps my motivation alive. I hope that answers that question. The next one is, and if there is noise in the background, guys, I've got these cicadas out my window here that are making quite a little racket. They're having a little party here, and it's about the middle of the day. So strange as that sounds. Anyway, the next question is, what's your favorite book? And it's a tough question. I've just rejigged all my questions. Thank you to Tim Ferriss for inspiration there. He said, you know, you need to ask better questions, basically. And so I looked at my questions and I thought, yeah, that is a really hard question to answer. What is your favorite book? Because there are so many books. And if you're a reader, you've probably got a bunch of different favorite books. And I certainly do. So I can't really answer that question and say I have a favorite book. You know, if one book comes to mind, and this might sound a bit cliche, and it's been highly recommended and suggested by all the people in the entrepreneurial space and others in the personal development space, is a book by Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. Just phenomenal. I just read it again last year and it's just amazing. It's a really, really good read, really inspirational, really motivational. If you're talking about motivation, read that. That'll help you connect with the motivation and you know what's important to you. Another book actually along the lines of motivation is certainly Dan Ariely's book, Payoff. I found that really insightful. A book by Brendan Burchard, Motivational Manifesto. You know, just even reading the first couple of chapters of that book, that'll get you pumped and inspired. You know, there's books for every different occasion that I could recommend. You know, as far as neuroscience and understanding the mind, there's a couple that come to mind. One by Loretta Bruning, which was Habits of the Happy Mind. I think the title has changed a couple of times, but anyway, it's in there. Check it out at thehiddenwire.com. I've done a book review on it. Another one I read last year was How Emotions Are Made by, who was that by now? Anyway, it was a brilliant book. Another one that comes to mind was No Ego by Cy Wakeman. It was a surprisingly little read, but very valuable. I read a lot of books on Buddhism. One last year that I read was Why Buddhism is True. A fantastic read. You know, there's so many good books. I love books on history that explain it simply for me. And Yuval Noah Harari has become one of my favorite authors in that regards. He's done two books, Sapiens and Homo Deus, which he published last year. Just two amazing books. So I suggest, you know, one of the habits that I think everyone can benefit from is just reading more. If you're not a reader, I never was until 5 years ago. Now I read a book a week. And, you know, it's just come by holding myself accountable. I actually created the segment on the podcast to hold myself accountable. So I knew if I had it on the podcast as a segment, then I would have to do it. And that's what why I read every night. And it just became a practice that I now don't like it when I don't do it. So start reading. Best advice or advice you'd give to your 20-year-old self? Okay, good question. So I don't know if I have... There's so much advice that, you know, I get all the time from talking to these people that I bring on the podcast, people in my life. There's just so much of it, and I could just go on a big tangent here. We could do another entire podcast on best advice and just, yeah, maybe I should do that. It's a good idea. But the one that comes to mind is when I was about 19, I was chopping and changing and undecided and undecisive about what I wanted to do with my life. You know, I guess most people are like that. I went to university and after a few months there, decided to leave. And then I went into doing a chef apprentice and after a few months, decided to leave that. And then I started cooking. And about, you know, 18 months of switching and turning and tossing and turning and partying and doing all that stuff that you do, I decided to have a bit of a change up. And so what I did was I was just sitting there and I decided to go back to university at the time. And I remember I was sitting there in the afternoon and I was having a beer on the patio with my father. And I was just telling him, you know, how I was feeling. And I said to him, I feel like I've just wasted a bunch of time. And I've always been very time conscious. And that's something that, you know, for those of you who listen to this, you'd understand that. And I always talk about it. That's why I love productivity and effectiveness and time management. I talk about those things often. And, you know, I did. I felt like I was wasting time. And my father said to me, he said, it's never a waste of time. It's always an experience and learnings, and you can use that to develop your life to a greater level. And that wasn't his exact words, but certainly along the lines of that. And so that's probably the advice that I'd share right now is that, you know, nothing's a waste. You know, you can always learn and have experiences. What is wasteful, I think, is doing something repeatedly over and over again and getting the same results that perhaps isn't giving you the quality of life or the joy that you really desire. So that is wasteful. But if you're doing something that's not bringing you joy and not bringing you that level of satisfaction that you desire, or perhaps it's just making you bored, then do something different. I think this is the advice that we can share, is to take action on that and do something different. Have more experiences. And I think we can do this in all our life. And it's just come to my reflection again, is how we can do that every day. You know, Dan Ariely, who's a guest on my up-and-coming podcast interview probably next week, can't be exact. No, at the end of February. So stay tuned for that. Sign up to the podcast and the newsletter if you're not already, to stay tuned with that. But he talked about, you know, doing something, again, with the tools he's got, the resources he has, doing it a little bit differently, using it in a different way that creates a different experience. You know, Tim Ferriss is all about that as well. I think it's the best thing we can do. I think, you know, studies of neuroscience suggests that if we have new experiences, we create new neural connections and neural pathways, and more of that we do, the better our brain operates and the longer it'll last in a good functioning level of operation. And it's even, you know, sort of beneficial to prevent Alzheimer's and dementia and stuff like that. So certainly that's the advice, is to go out there and have those experiences, have more experiences, do things differently. Ask yourself, how can I do this differently? How can I experience this differently? And look for that. You know, I just talked about it the other day with someone and said, you know, I just ran the track in reverse. Something very simple, but just doing it differently. It gives you a different experience. And it might sound stupid, but that's all you can do, you know. So, yeah, something that I want to think about more in myself is how I can do that each day. You know, how can I wake up and do that whole process a little bit differently? I reflected on this thought with my father, and he said, you know, even putting on your shoe differently, maybe putting the left foot in your shoe and tying that shoe up first before your right, or whatever. You get the drift. So that's some advice that perhaps is useful. And the last one that I'm going to answer for you today is favorite food. So good question, hard to answer again, because it's a favorite thing. If someone asks you, you know, what would be the final meal that you'd like to have before you left the world, maybe you're just about to get executed and you're offered your last meal of your choice, it might be lasagna. I wouldn't mind a good lasagna, or maybe some burger, a big burger and some chips. So that's how I'm approaching that question now. Again, thanks to Tim for inspiring me to think about how I can ask these questions differently. But food, really, it's been a long journey for me. Listening to Rich Roll podcast has certainly changed my perspective and thoughts on what I eat and food in general. And really, it's about the vegan approach and vegan options to my diet, so reducing animal consumption. And I'm not a purist in the sense of what a vegan is, but certainly I believe there's a lot of benefits from it. And it only came from listening and learning through the Rich Roll podcast. He brings on inspirational guests. It's not a podcast all about vegan lifestyles. It's about people that have gone through adversity and come through the other end. It's about sobriety. It's about overcoming your weaknesses and cracking the code to life. A lot of benefits in there, but just by listening to me, because he always has guests on about, you know, health and food and, vegan options. And it just, the learnings, the lessons are so factual and evidence-based, and it really started to inspire me to go out there and try a little bit more of it. And I was introduced to that podcast by a friend of mine, Daniel Van Valuen, who I've had on the show as well a couple of times, and because he's into health and he spends a lot of his time researching health and really trying to understand it. And he went from, you know, a paleolithic diet to trying all these different things, and I just followed him and said, hey, well, if you're doing all the research, then hey, I'll trust you, you know, because he reached out to me and said, Lee, I'm concerned about your health. I want you to be healthy. I want you to be, his words, I selfishly want you to be here for a long time so we can hang out when we're older. Isn't that nice? So, I just trust him and trust his research and have been followed by him. And he's now gone into the vegan lifestyle, and 99% of what he eats is pretty much vegan. So I've done that and I trialed it, and, you know, it just made me feel good. And when things make you feel good, they tend to stick for me. I think that's most the case for everyone. So that's probably where I'll go with that question with food, is just down that track. And again, I'm not perfect at the moment. I'm out of whack. I'm certainly been eating meat. But there's so many reasons why I don't want to do it, environmentally, health-wise, and, you know, for the well-being of sentient beings around the globe. I think it's kind of a strange one that we can do that to other sentient beings, to kill them and eat them for our own pleasure. But that's not to throw you off, guys. Do what you want to do. Do what you love. Live your life. But there's some questions. Hope that helps. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this episode, guys. You can reach me at thehiddenwhy.com. You can connect with me for this episode. So just type in this episode and the show notes there. You can leave your comments. You can also help me by sharing this episode, as I mentioned at the start, through the social media icons on the platform that you're listening to this on. And guys, I always love to connect with you guys. So if you want to reach out and if you want to share your thoughts or connect directly and ask some questions, or perhaps you've got some suggestions for the show, you can reach me at thehiddenwhy.com. And that is my email address is the best form to reach me. You'll always get a response in that manner. Second best is probably Facebook Messenger. I am on social media, but I don't really hang out there. So you probably won't hear from me if you're trying to tweet me or something like that. That's it. Enjoy your day. Hope you're well. You know what to do. Go out there, breathe more passion into every single moment. Do everything with greater purpose. And in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. This is Lee Munnerty. This is The Hidden Why. Signing out. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, girls and girls. That is my solo rant for this week. Guys, I really hope you enjoyed it. I hope you've received some value. Guys, it is my goal, it's my wish that each of these episodes that I do, you are left feeling a little bit more inspired, perhaps even a little bit more educated. I want to really share with you my thoughts, my perspectives, the things that I'm learning, perhaps even some tools and practices that can help you transition from a life with unease, a life that is sufferable, a life that is maybe filled with hate or regret, to a life that is beautiful, a life that has a deeper sense of joy and happiness present at each moment, regardless of the pleasure or pain that you might be experiencing in that given moment. Guys, if you love The Hidden Why, if you love what I'm doing here, you can support the show in a number of different ways. Firstly, you can subscribe to the podcast and subscribe to my newsletter at thehiddenwhy.com. If you have the time and haven't already, you can leave us a review on iTunes. It's a 1-5-star review with a quick comment. You can also connect with me, guys. I love your feedback. I love your suggestions. I love your comments. So connect with me at thehiddenwhy.com. You can leave comments in any of the show notes that you listen to there. You can also reach me directly through my email address and in any of the social media platforms available there. You can also support the show by using the Amazon links within each of the show notes. And that does help support the show. Guys, that's really it. Other than that, go out there, breathe more passion into every single moment. Do everything with greater purpose. And in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. You will discover a life with greater meaning, freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. Thank you.